Welcome to another episode of the Glint Standard, and today, y'all, we're talking about how to pick your agency partner. Things to look for, things not to do, things to do. We're going to talk about it all. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is going to be a giggly episode because this is fun to talk about. Here with Miriam, and, you know, we're like kind of the dream team. So, but what makes us so fascinating and such a great addition to Glint Advertising is that we have been on the brand side.
We are
probably most of our professional careers.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we have worked with agencies, different kinds. We didn't just have one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're the perfect people.
Yeah.
To talk about how to choose an agency.
Well, and then we've seen behind the curtain, you know?
Yeah,
we've seen behind the agency curtain. So we know how it works, how
so
the levers are pulled.
Both. So what we're saying is, you need to listen.
That's it. Listen.
You just need to listen to us. Okay. So, all right, Miriam, let's go. Okay, so you know me. I wrote down a few things.
Yes, of course.
Like 9.
Just a few.
Other things that you need to watch. I'm going to give like the first 3, mm-hmm. and then let's talk about those first 3. Is that cool?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, so my number 1 is to choose an agency based on references. And those that can readily give you a repository of their work.
Yes.
The second, this is kind of, I don't know, but a lot of people do this, choose an agency based on the coolness of their website.
I mean,
it just shows innovation, it shows thought processes. Mm-hmm. It's a good indicator. And the third thing is choose an agency who is responsive.
Yes.
That talks to you, that communicates with you, that mm-hmm. is a partner.
Mm-hmm.
So, any comments on those first 3? The references?
I mean, if you really think about it, your website is a reference to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's your calling card. It's the first thing that people are going to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the automation for yourself set up, right? Am I going to get the responsiveness right away? It might not be directly from the person, but hey, we've gotten your inquiry. Somebody's going to get to you and somebody gets to you, right? So all of that, I think, goes hand in hand with each other, right?
What I love about Glint, and obviously I wouldn't be working here if I didn't mm-hmm. believe in the agency. As you all know, they were one of my agencies that I used and one of my agencies of choice. And you too, in the past. But one of the things is I like that we have our portfolios
mm-hmm.
laid out in a really cool way on our website. Yep. We present the problems, the solutions, and even some stats
mm-hmm.
so that anybody who goes to our website can see how successful an effort or a campaign was.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cool. And I think a lot of other agencies do the same thing, and I think that's a really good thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, like you said, responsiveness. Just getting a phone call,
mm-hmm.
dog. It, you know,
yes,
after
yes.
there's a call. I mean, just something
mm-hmm.
here and not waiting for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Y'all, if you're waiting for 2 weeks for a response,
it's too
that
long.
Is not the agency for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not. I mean, that is, it's not courteous. There is no type of commitment to what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
and it actually is an insult.
Mm-hmm.
So, there you go. I said it, and you tell them Erina said it. Okay. 4 through 6. Experience and knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
5, problem solving.
Mm-hmm.
Problem solving skills. And 6, willing to explore in work and in project management,
mm-hmm.
opening the doors for new ideas. I think that's really, really important. And it was... Sorry, you're about to talk.
Yeah. It
was,
no. I'm glad you caught that, but yeah.
So it was, okay, so I just took a test for my master's on Monday,
mm-hmm.
and there was a question, the class is about groups and teams and how you manage groups and teams. And it talked about what people are really looking for,
mm-hmm.
what employers are really looking for. They're not looking for the skill. They're looking for those soft skills.
Those soft skills. Yeah.
Like, having the ability to think critically, mm-hmm. you know, problem solving. Mm-hmm.
Empathy. Yeah. I think that's a big one.
I just love that. I mm-hmm. love it. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, any comments on those three? The experience and knowledge, problem solving, willing to explore.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I take, for example, I've seen you and Craig go into action when there's a potential for a new client and really listening and understanding what they're saying, mm-hmm. but then also taking a step back from just the grand scope of everything, mm-hmm. and saying, yes, I hear your needs and what you're saying that you might want, mm-hmm. but maybe if we look at it this way, yeah. right? And then you start to expand and trying to help them and understand mm-hmm. the building blocks, right? The foundation mm-hmm. that you have to lay before. And it might not be something that moves forward,
right.
but you've already instilled something new in them, right? A new perspective of how to maybe approach their marketing strategy.
Because we're not just like this... this agency's spewing out services on a conveyor belt.
Yeah, no. Right?
It
no.
is so not like that. It's tailored. Customized.
Yeah.
Girl, go.
I know.
Pretty good. Okay. Okay, in the last three, an agency that is organized,
yes.
an agency that is not afraid to work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I love work-life balance. Yes. I mean,
we're here for it.
We're, you know, as females, definitely.
Yes.
I mean, we're juggling lots of things. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. but at the end of the day, we're not afraid to work.
Oh, yeah.
When we need to.
Yeah.
And then the last thing is just an agency that truly cares. That cares.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's going to ask, how did this affect business? Mm-hmm. Did we get the return we were expecting?
Mm-hmm.
Did we meet the goals that we met? Mm-hmm. You know, how are you doing today?
Yes.
Is everything overwhelming?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I think that's so important. Or like the conversations I have with clients. What do you think about the Harry Styles song?
I mean, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Like, what's an obstacle in your day? But
yeah,
those are my last three. The organized. Yeah. Not afraid to work, and truly just care.
Yeah.
I don't know another way to say that.
I know that caring is like a priority. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, internally we make sure, right, that you've created reports to mm-hmm. ensure that mm-hmm. we're touching base as we need to,
yeah.
right? Constant communication is overwhelming, but ensuring that you're there when they need you and you're answering when there's a question.
You said empathy.
Yeah.
That is just, it's empathy.
That's it.
Too. And it's also like recognizing that there are other factors mm-hmm. that may affect productivity
yeah.
in someone. In us, in our clients, in our friends. There just may be. And
yeah.
sometimes they're not work related, but they affect what you get done at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think, you know, going a little further is understanding that, as an agency, you're not just a third party working on a project. You, in essence, become a part of the team,
yeah.
right? I mean, we join meetings.
Yep.
We ensure that even though we might have a plan in place already, hey, something randomly came up. Okay, cool.
Let's
go ahead and switch it around, make it work, do what we need to, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the biggest parts of when you're looking for an agency is ensuring that. Is it somebody I'm just paying one off, do this work for me, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Or is it somebody that's truly engaging and understanding my brand, understanding what our goals are, not just the ROI, but also, you know, for our culture, for... Yeah.
Or even for that individual marketer.
Yeah.
Like, where are they trying to go
yeah.
in their organization? Mm-hmm. Can we help them look the best?
Yes.
And nimble. Nimble, I think, is the word you're thinking about.
Yes.
Like, so if the strategy changes or if there's a variable that we're not mm-hmm. really sure of, we can move and adjust.
Yes.
Okay, not the...
No, ninja reflexes.
No. Not
no.
that.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's really cool. So when you're picking an agency, if you don't already have one, which you should, don't let marketing, wait, side note, don't let marketing be the first thing that goes from your budget as we navigate through these different times in this shaky environment that we're in. Don't let marketing go. So if you do have an agency or you don't, and you're wanting to get another one, or you're wanting to partner with somebody just to start your marketing journey, these are the things that you should probably look for when choosing an agency. And you don't have to do all 9 of these, but you know, pick a couple that you feel strongly about and do it that way. So great references, a nice website, responsiveness, experience, knowledge, problem solving, willing to explore. Is your agency organized when you go into their space? Is it just clutter? Because most likely the output is going to be clutter. And then an agency that is not afraid to work at all. And then one that truly cares or empathizes with your journey and what you're trying to achieve. Yeah. So, I don't know. That's a lot, though. But that's what we did on the brand side.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Definitely. We had some really good partners.
Oh, yeah.
Along the way.
You know. And some not so much. But you learn.
That's true.
You learn. You know, one size does not fit all. And so you might think that you found what you're looking for. And then you get it. And you're like...
Yeah,
maybe not quite. Yeah, the delivery maybe wasn't quite what I wanted, and so then you just keep on testing the waters.
Yeah. It's like dating. Just have to find the right connection. Is it? I mean, okay, no. I took it too far.
Too far.
All right, Miriam. We did it. Okay, everybody, you know where you can find Glint and the Glint Standard on all social media platforms, and look for this vidcast on YouTube. Okay, have a good one.
Thanks for watching this episode of the Glint Standard. You can see more episodes here or click the logo below to follow our channel, and please hit the thumbs up if you like this episode.